is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good evening. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, hope you're having a good night and a great start to your week. Got a lot of great music lined up for you tonight, so hey, make sure you stick around. I've got a new track from a group known as Worthy Kids on the way, but we'll be starting tonight off with a classic, Mr. Fats Domino with his song Blue Monday. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio. That was Stone Jars by the group Worthy Kids, the collaborative effort of an artist known as Ian Worthington, internet artist and animator. Also writes some amazing, amazing music there. That was his track, Stone Jars. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're having a good night. Coming up, I got a classic track from Plumtree on the way. We'll be also taking a listen to a song by artist Matt Berry, a British actor and comedian best known for his roles on the British sitcom The IT Crowd, as well as the TV series To What We Do in the Shadows, where he plays Laszlo. Yes, Mr. Berry is also quite a prolific musician himself, so take a listen to one of his songs. But up next, keep it in a classic punk rock feel. Here is the Ramones with Sheena Is a Punk Rocker. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio. Welcome back, Garage Radio. We just heard a classic track from the 90s group Plum Tree, just really giving that grungy kind of vibes. A little earlier, we were listening to the artist Matt Berry, a British actor best known for, well, his comedy roles. He also produces music himself and is, well, a really talented artist. Really enjoyed his song there called Why on Fire. That was a collaboration effort with fellow British artist Eric D. Johnson. All right, you're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, going through the archives here, I've got a song from the Archers of Loaf. Haven't heard them in a good while, so stick around for that. Also got a classic track from Humble Pie, but lately I've been feeling a little dark with winter setting in here. I've been wanting to sort of get into the metal. We'll do something kind of soft, kind of neoclassical, as we'll call it. Here is Death with their song, The Voice of the Soul.
Days in the hole. Lord have mercy. Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Stuck a pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slipped for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around, but thanks for picking it. Your rush from a faucet, I know I got a magnet in my head. Sisters of Loaf with their song Web in Front. It has been a good while since I've heard some Archers of Loaf. Hey, my name's Joe, and this has been Garage Radio. Hope you like the music I've been playing. I got a lot more to come, so make sure you stick around. We'll be returning to the music right after these quick messages. Stay tuned. Garage Radio.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Welcome back. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, hope you're having a good night and a great start to your week. Coming up, I have some Alice Cooper live on the Alice Trashes the World Tour. But up first, here is Charles Bradley with his song, Can't Fight the Feeling. Keep it tuned in here, Garage Radio. The Lord of Darkness himself, Mr. Alice Cooper, with a live performance of his song, 18. You're listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and well, hope you're having a good night and, well, enjoying the music I've been playing. Coming up, I have a live recording of the group Hospitality. So make sure you stick around for that. Also, getting a little bit reggae here. And I got a slacker song on the way. But we're starting this set off with the artist Mary Clayton and her song Southern Man. Keep it tuned in here. Garage Radio.
Don't let them push you around. But Papa, I should not You have to be rude and reckless. Do
That was the group Hospitality with their live performance of their song, I Miss Your Bones. Hey, you've been listening to Garage Radio. My name's Joe, and, well, hope you enjoyed the music I've played tonight. And, well, you know, it means a lot to me to be able to share my music tastes. And, well, I hope you enjoyed. We'll be ending off tonight's show with the artist Loudon Wainwright III and his song, Smokey Joe's Cafe. Thanks for listening.
Saxophone. about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, 'cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like. So we kicked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
1, 2, 3, 4, let's see if you got the ball.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like.
USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
I just got a text asking,
why must I be happy all the time? I don't wanna smile. Why must I be happy all the time? I don't wanna smile. I don't wanna smile. I tried to get better, but that didn't work. I realized I had to get worse. Why must I be happy all the time when I feel so sad? When I feel so sad?